Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, it's me, Xander, here with another fun and exciting episode of Podcast Versus the Stupid. I'm here with Bon Tindall, as I am always. Hi, Bon. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And it's been a pretty interesting week here as far as the 2016 race, both nationally and locally, as Bon will be sure to tell you about here. Probably wondering about the title of this week's episode, Cry Havoc, and let slip the nipple of Bon. I enjoyed coming up with that one. So what is all this about? I understand that Springfield City Council has gone and passed ordinances again. And I if you just want to fill in people on the backstory on this and where we're on in this, because this is some pretty important stuff coming out of Springfield here. And Bon's been on this, covering this for a number of outlets at this point. So, Bon, you want to fill us in on
this?
Yes,
I will. The backstory, very quickly, is there was a protest on the square, legally held, regarding the dress code for the city ordinance for indecency. And one councilman became angry with that and went back and changed the law so that they could not have that protest again. And now in Springfield, no buttock can be shown, and only the top third of the breast can be shown. Any side boob, and you can go to the slammer, but only if they really want to prosecute you on it. So now we have an upcoming slut walk where they protest women, you know, bringing a rape on themselves by how they're dressed. And within one day of passing the law, we were told that this is exactly what it was created for. And I got pissed. And I have been on social media ever since under the hashtag Springfield Mo and on my Facebook. And I have gotten a lot of attention from a lot of women in Springfield and men as well, I might add.
Okay. Yeah,
so that
seems like a problem. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the city council had an ordinance for indecent exposure. It was protested, which seems like, you know, pretty normal First Amendment stuff to me, you know, right to assemble, you know, right to air grievances. That's, you know, kind of in the Constitution here, guys. You know, peaceable assembly is pretty much what the protest was all about. And then if I get this straight, the city councilman, one of the city councilmen decided they were going to just up and change the law so you couldn't have these protests anymore. And that seems, not to put too fine a point on it, pretty awful.
He told the paper that was his point. I mean, he didn't even try to be coy about it.
And okay, so he's freely admitting that that's what the entire point of it was. Okay, well, in that case.
Yeah, he didn't even pretend. And in his victory for families, as it were, the language has now been introduced that if a woman is in a place where she's likely to cause affront or alarm, she is in violation of the law, because we can't have anyone try to control their own sinful thoughts. We have to put the burden on the woman to make sure no one is alarmed by her presence. That's
affront
the law now.
Or alarmed.
When before it simply said specifically, no nipples, no genitalia, and the middle third of the buttock. Now, any case of plumber's crack is a misdemeanor, and the fact that they won't prosecute it just says we're coming after you, ladies.
Wow. I'm assuming that there's, you know, we're going to find out more about this, that the ACLU's got to be involved in this, right? I mean,
they are. The woman who organized the protest in an article with the News Leader has said they've been in contact with her. And, you know, I've been asking a lot of questions like, who's going to arrest the entire high school swim team? Because there is a amount of visible buttock. And bringing out some of my slogans have kind of got some fun attention. Springfield City Council showing their ass, so you don't have to, has been a favorite.
That is
absolutely
true.
I wrote out to BuzzFeed. I've expanded my reader base quite a bit, and I said, please, I've never asked you for anything ever, and I've always been the first one to offer my help. Please put this out there. And I broke so many records, I actually pulled it for a while because they thought it might be spam. I got that much of a response from people, and and they care. Most of it is overwhelming, except for the usual ones who want me raped to death. You know, it's burn the witch. But there has
been a huge
outpouring of people saying, thank you. My husband didn't want me to say this, but thank you. Or I'm afraid my pastor would find out. I want to say thank you, but please delete this email, because they're afraid to say thank you for something that has upset them.
I'm glad you did that, Bon. I really am. That is absolutely something that I support and that I think all of us should support, because it's just ridiculous.
It's pretty simple. Absolutely. They when you don't behave the way they want, they will change the law to make you behave the way they want. And
yeah,
that is not
really
the spirit.
Yeah, that's what really, really bothers me. The whole point that the city council, and I think you said, what, it was a 5-4 vote or something like that in your article?
Yes,
or
it's 5-4.
Yeah. Do you mean there were 4 other people that went along with this nonsense? I mean, I can understand this being 1-8 and losing horribly because it was so obviously a law passed to, you know, persecute and works too, stop peaceful assembly. And that's just ridiculous.
And when the threat wall came out, when the news leader ran the story, they said, you know, at the bottom, there was kind of a reassuring paragraph basically saying they're not going to enforce it. And, you know, the city attorney said they're not planning on writing more tickets than they have in the past, because it's never been a problem. It's not like without this ordinance, there were boobs a-flapping in the breeze everywhere in Springfield, Missouri. But once this happened, he specifically said, oh, but there's slut walk. And then the council said, that's exactly what this law was written for. Now they cannot leave the square, and they're trying to kill it on the square, even though the city attorney said this is legal. You cannot take this away from them. You're opening the city up to lawsuits. You're putting us in a terrible position. They're trying to kill the protests altogether now, when before they had said, we'll take everywhere but the square from you, you bitches, was basically their response.
Wow, that is okay, so that's what really blows my mind. The city attorney is sitting there thinking, you know what, guys, we are going to get literally our pants sued off over this.
Yes.
This is going to cost Springfield taxpayers, who knows, however much money it takes to defend this in court, however far that Springfield City Council decides to push this in the Missouri court system. I mean, This is silly. This is absolutely ridiculously irresponsible. I understand that people want to be involved in local politics and that people should get involved in local politics, but not like this. Not to be vindictive, you know, not to put a group in their place, as it were, because you don't agree with them. That's using, you know, the power of government to go after other people. And that's just, I mean, I know it's naive of me to think that that's, you know, not the way the world works, but it's just disheartening to see that actually happening in action in 2015 in the United States of America.
A total metaphor for nationwide politics. Everyone here is arguing what's decent and arguing about nipples. Nipples were illegal under either law. This was never about whether your boobs can be out. This is about women who had 60 women showed up for this protest. And because of that, now Springfield, next 8 exits, button your blouse all the way up, though, because the whole damn city's being punished. Maybe they're just into scars. I don't know. But they are clearly either wanting to push a winter wardrobe. You know, they have not ruled on cold nipples in the breeze. I await with, you know, great interest to see what they're going to say about that. Wear Victoria's Secret can get you put in jail. Another problem, is our mall is now full of clothes that you can walk in and buy. And technically, if they only felt like enforcing it, you couldn't wear it out of the dressing room. This law was built for selective enforcement and built to get rid of the, you know, right to assemble. And that's a terrible way to introduce any legislation.
Absolutely.
And that's what women are mad about, because now we feel like if we do anything, I mean, we're going to get slapped back harder, and they're just tightening it on us. You know, that's that women are afraid. It's working. Women are intimidated right now. That's what they're telling me. the women who weren't able to go on the news, because when they filmed those, they showed it so much, and you knew they would. I mean, I'm on the news every night now because the still they choose to use. And all these people at work, people on the street have recognized me as the lady from the news, have said stuff. And it's kind of upsetting when you're, you know, your superior at work says, you're like, oh, yeah, how about that? It's like, hope you agree, because if not. But these are you know, the ones who didn't, who were afraid for one reason or another to come up and speak. Those women aren't being heard at all, but they counted on their government to say, no, clearly this is a violation and you're an idiot. And when it failed, we were just shocked. We were flabbergasted.
Wow. That's terrible. I mean, that is absolute stupidity. I'm going to assume...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that the city council in Springfield has a majority Republican rule. I mean, that's a pretty safe assumption. Okay. You know, there are places like here in Kentucky where people are Democrats, but they're very conservative and probably pass nonsense like this if it ever occurred to them to do so. So
it is still very much a deal here where a church can encourage their parishioners to show up, and that will swing the vote out of control of anything else.
That's what happens.
That's what happened with the LGBT ordinance and some other things, which our council had to table that for a year and a half because they couldn't talk to enough experts. But when it only takes them one session to squash peaceful assembly with their attorney telling them it's bad advice.
Oh, yeah. See, that's amazing. That's still the amazing part. Even if you just dislike the entirety of women actually getting out and protesting politically, when the city attorney comes to you and says, hey, this is a terrible idea, you're opening the city up to major lawsuits on this, you would at least think someone would be smart enough to say, hey, this is a bad idea, maybe we should table this motion, you know, based on, you know, counsel from, you know, our you know, advice from our legal counsel here. And but no, they'll just whoop. They had the vote for it, apparently. And I just, that just amazes me. You know, we see conservatives talk about how we need smaller government, how we need government not to interfere so much in people's lives, that people need to have choices. But I'll tell you what, when they want to use the power of local government, especially a local and state government, to jump on things they don't like, they do not hesitate to use that power against their own citizens. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, it's the kind of thing we've been writing about for years on the blog here.
Even our newspaper, who does an admirable job of remaining neutral in their coverage and everything, came as strongly as I've ever seen to being critical in a news article. I mean, you could tell, you could just feel the tension there. And you could feel the tension when the attorney was telling them, the city council kept hammering, the people who wanted to pass this kept saying, but it could maybe not lead to a lawsuit, right? And you could see him having to weigh his answers so carefully because they were attacking him because he did not agree. And he maintained that the square would never be touched. And that's where this original protest was held anyway, was on the square. But that the city itself, you could not get away with that. He's like, I'm not going to say free speech, but he even quoted precedent saying this could not hold in a lawsuit. And Fulnecki, another member, said, well, she was an attorney as well, and she thought it could. And that was how that discussion ended.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Great. That's just wonderful. Well,
but that's where we're at, and I'm sure there'll be a million updates. And for people who want to read more, you can follow me on Twitter at the Bontendel or on Facebook. Just Google Bontendel. Trust me, you'll find me. And if you want to get the tweets as they come out, a hashtag SpringfieldMo is what we're using right now. And of course, my personal favorite, Hillbilly Taliban, which we launched today.
Nice. Oh, very nice. Yeah, I have a couple of examples here about where that could be in use. in Kentucky, just from the Kim Davis case alone. You want to talk about that? Wow, that is. And that's not even the craziest, although it is a pretty big abuse.
Yeah, that's the side of our crazy.
Yeah, pretty big abuse of the Constitution there. People who just don't understand what the Constitution is. Republicans tend not to do that anyway. They only selectively seem to know the stuff about the Second Amendment, at least a couple sentences of it, and a couple parts of the First Amendment, at least the parts where it thinks it applies only to Christianity. And the rest is, I don't know, kind of maybe optional if
right.
you're a Republican, I guess. That kind of brings us to the second part of the show here, the GOP debate this week on Wednesday. We had 11 Republicans take the stage in the main debate, the same 10 Republicans that were there in the first debate last month, along with former HP CEO Carly Fiorina. They all yelled at each other for a good solid 3 hours. And for some reason, CNN had the best ratings that they have had.
Every time
pretty
you
much
say Republican debate, I hear,
I know, it's very hard not to have that, either that or the Benny Hill music, Yakety Sax,
yes.
running through your head.
The music
Whenever, these guys talk, it's amazing. The post-debate polls this weekend are showing from CNN that Donald Trump, of course, is still in the lead, although most people thought Carly Fiorina, quote-unquote, won the debate. Trump is at 24%, and that's a bit of a drop from where he was, but Carly Fiorina has jumped up to 15%, just ahead of Ben Carson at 14%, and if you add that up, that is 53% for three people who have never held public office as far as the Republican primary voters are concerned. That should really tell you something right there.
It tells me my guy going to win.
Yeah.
This is what I said. When Trump stood up, I said he had a role and he was going to be like a political wrecking ball. He was going to shake this up, rattle it down, and then self-destruct and just poop it on his way out the door.
Yeah, he's
so
not
far,
quite gotten
on track.
He's not quite gotten to the self-destruct part is the thing. People seem to have expected him to have blown up 6 weeks ago, but he's still going strong at this point. And
he is, and that is alarming.
Yeah, the effect that he's had on the Republican races is amazing. I mean, all kinds of weird crap is coming out of the woodwork. Just today, we've got a couple of interesting points here. First of all, speaking of Carly Fiorina, who apparently did, again, quote-unquote, won the debate, depending on who you talk to, she decided that on the Sunday shows this morning, I think she was on Fox News Sunday, she basically said that when it comes to those Planned Parenthood videos, the fact-checkers kind of went after her for her.
Kind of insistence. Went after her.
Yeah, which for them is, you know, even saying, hey, now, Carly, wait a minute, maybe this isn't exactly the truth here the way you said it. Fiorina basically said that the videos that, of course, have been coming out on a pretty regular basis here showing Planned Parenthood doing everything from eating babies to, I don't know, building ancient
midnight sacrifices.
Yeah, midnight sacrifices, building Nazi cyborg robot clones. I have no idea.
That's
these videos
my favorite.
Are all kind of weird.
You know, it's just because it could be true. If you really think about it, it could be true.
Yeah.
It seems to be
Chris
where they set the bar for their accuracy.
Right. Chris Wallace of Fox News actually kind of tried to corner Fiorina on this. He basically said, hey, look, the fact checkers have said, you know, as horrific as you describe this stuff, it was only described on the video by someone who's claimed to have seen Planned Parenthood do this. The actual footage you're talking about doesn't actually exist. And Fiorina's response was, quote, "No, I don't accept that at all. I've seen the footage. And I find it amazing, actually, that all these supposed fact checkers in the mainstream media claim this doesn't exist. They're trying to attack the authenticity of the videotape. I haven't found anyone in the mainstream media who has ever watched these things." End quote. That is patently wrong.
Right.
There have been a number of folks. I believe Sarah Cliff over at Vox basically has a series that she's written about the Planned Parenthood videos. She says, "I've watched this stuff. Fearing is full of crap." The Washington Post called her out on it. Factcheck.org called her out on it, but she just plowed ahead anyway. She basically says that at the end of the segment with Wallace, "Anyone who wants to challenge me first is going to have to prove to me that they watched it," which, if you think about it, is a perfect play on her part, because all she has to do is say, "No, you're lying."
Right.
And yeah, it's the.
But in doing so, anyone who listens to her, their understanding of truth just slipped off of center a little bit. And that was the whole point.
Yeah,
just a bit, but a million, you know, death of a million cuts. But seriously, that's the problem, is that some of these people, like on my feed, on my Facebook, someone said, "Well, just because the Supreme Court says it doesn't mean you have to do it."
I kind of think maybe it might. Mike Huckabee.
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm no Fulnecki, but my grasp of law kind of says that, yeah, you can.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee saying that last week, or actually a couple of weeks ago, that the Dred Scott decision by the Supreme Court is still law of the land, because technically Congress never passed a law that said it wasn't, even though the Supreme Court said, "Hey, this law is unconstitutional. It no longer applies." So Huckabee's basically saying the Supreme Court doesn't actually have the role that it's defined in the Constitution, which is to determine whether or not legislation created by the Congress is constitutional or not. The Supreme Court actually does get the final say in that, guys. It's right there in the Constitution. Please read it.
They read their law like they read their biblical law. They cherry pick what suits their bias and they run with it. And the rest of it can just, who cares? You know, from a woman who could be on her fourth marriage but see the face of traditional families.
Yeah, right.
Tell me another story.
That is amazing. And speaking of Republicans who have no idea what's actually in the Constitution, that brings us to Ben Carson, good old Ben Carson, to today basically said that when asked by Chuck Todd on Meet the Press today, Chuck Todd asked him whether or not America should or could have a Muslim president. I mean, there's been quite a lot of talk in the last couple of days about the GOP and her rampant Islamophobia in the party. Carson, and there's no religious test. I mean, the whole point of the Constitution is right there, guys. No religious test for holding public office. It's kind of right there. And Carson's response to Chuck Todd was, quote,
kind of bold.
Yeah. Quote, "I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that."
Well, that's great. Too bad it has no bearing on what's actually going on.
Yeah, really. That is just amazingly terrible.
Oh my God, he reminds me of Peggy Hill. In my opinion, the sky is blue. Like just taking the self-evident, flipping it and owning it, you know? Except he kind of does the opposite of that. He's like the anti-Peggy Hill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And again, people slip with him.
Right. And I mean, how would that sound? Yeah, how would that sound if you replace the word Muslim in that sentence and with, you know, the word Jew or the word Buddhist or the word Christian? I mean, his campaign would be over if he had said anything. But if he said, like, well, okay, he could have said atheist. He would have been able to get away with it. He could say, he says Muslim. I would not advocate that we put an atheist in charge of this nation. Yeah, he'd get away with that. No problem. He could do that with Muslim. It's about any other religion, though, any other relatively mainstream religion, and Carson's campaign would be immediately over. I mean, he would have to drop out tomorrow if he had said that about Jews, Christians.
Agreed. But for it worked here, you know, according, which is, again, just a problem of its own and something we have
Catholics,
to correct.
For instance.
Oh, my goodness. Or, oh, my gosh.
If he said that about Catholics or Mormons, that was apparently a big issue, except it wasn't about Mitt Romney's religion, the fact that he was a Mormon.
Yeah.
But no one dared say, I would not advocate that we put a Mormon in charge of this nation, at least not that I can recall, not publicly, not on Meet the Press, for crying out loud.
No. No one whose opinion had any weight.
Okay.
I'm sure it was
fantastic,
but I'm sure Palin babbled about it for a couple of hours, throwing in, you know, punctual Benghazis, but no one whose thoughts actually mattered.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it's... and then Carson, of course, managed to dig a deeper hole. Todd asked him about whether or not a president's faith should even matter to voters in the first place. His response was, quote, I guess it depends on what that faith is. If it's inconsistent with the values and principles of America, then of course it should matter. But if it fits within the realm of America and consistent with the Constitution, no problem. End quote. And
sounds
of course,
a lot like
when asked,
dress code.
Yeah,
and
of course,
happy,
when
you're fine.
Yeah, when he's asked whether or not he thought that Islam was consistent with the Constitution, using his own definition, his response was, "Quote: No, I don't. I do not." End quote. Amazing, just absolutely amazing. If you can show me, Ben Carson, where it says that you have to be, you know, not a Muslim in order to be president, it's anywhere in the Constitution, if you can find that for me, I'll vote for you. because apparently you have the power to change the Constitution, change reality itself with your own stupidity. Anyone who has that kind of mutant power, you know, we should bow down to our overlord to begin with, because within years, whether we like it or not, the gravity won't exist, up will be down, the sky will be green, because Ben Carson can apparently change this by himself. It's amazing stuff here.
But we can always turn to Nat Geo for science and guidance.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Well, I understand that Fox News Corporation actually has bought National Geographic out, so that's probably not going to last much longer, but that's going to be a discussion for another time, because we are coming up on the end of our show here.
How time flies.
Yeah, we are in the last minute of the show here. And again, you can follow me at Xander VT. I forgot my own Twitter handle, Xander VTS. Bontindle at the Bontindle. Of course, you can find us on the blog. Hopefully, if you're listening to this now, you're a regular reader of Xander versus the Stupid. And again, check out Von Tindall on Facebook and on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I really can get everything to my site, vontindall.com.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. And again, we want to thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode of Podcast versus Stupid. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.